Prescription drug drop boxes were recently installed at police stations throughout La Crosse County. People can now dispose old and unused controlled substances, like strong painkillers or sedatives, anytime. In the past, law enforcement handed the medications over to the DEA. Now, local agencies will have to handle and pay for the disposals themselves. According to the DEA, police will handle and destroy medications the same way they deal with illegal drugs they confiscate. Randy Netterlow is La Crosse County's special waste manager and worked with the county's heroin task force to set up the prescription drug boxes. He says the county needs to figure out how to fund the new procedures. Netterlow says, regardless, he's optimistic about the DEA's other new rules.
The regulation allows for more places for dropping medications. In the past, the only people that could accept them would be a law enforcement officer. Now a pharmacy that is registered to dispense controlled substances can actually take them back from the public.
DEA spokeswoman Barbara Carino says once pharmacies and hospitals start collecting unwanted medications, they will have to contract with a DEA-authorized company, known as a reverse distributor, to collect and destroy the prescriptions.
Any authorized collector is going to be responsible for destroying whatever they collect. DEA does not have the resources, either personnel or money, to cover that.
There are currently two reverse distributors in Wisconsin. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.